Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're here in Rome in Film Festival with Ron Howard, director of Pavarotti. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Pleasure.
My first question would be, what do you find in making documentaries that you cannot find in a fiction film?
Well, it's a relationship with the audience that's a little bit different because, you know, it's closer to journalism. Still, you know, it's your point of view. You know, it's not hard news. It's more like a feature story. Mm-hmm. But you're learning and sharing, you know, what you believe is going to be an honest, truthful, you know, expression of the subject that you're covering. And with movies, that's an aspect of telling a movie based on a real event. But there's a different audience relationship and an expectation that they're going to be, you know, transformed, transported, and entertained. That's a different kind of challenge.
Mm-hmm. And what about Pavarotti? You know, we are questioning right now these powerful male figures from the past.
Yes.
Look at what's happening with Placido Domingo, for example.
Right.
Do you think the figure, the man Pavarotti, would be possible today?
Well, I suspect that a man like Luciano, who, you know, by all accounts was kind, respectful individual, would probably make some adjustments in the way he lived his life today. I think we're all becoming more enlightened, and I suspect somebody like Luciano would follow that path of enlightenment, because I think you know, in all the interviews that we did, people would acknowledge disappointments, even hurt in relationships with him, but everybody reflected a sort of an overall sense of his goodness, his integrity, his honesty, and their own appreciation for having been close to him professionally or personally.
Mm-hmm. You are very well known as an artisan in filmmaking. Which part of the process of filmmaking do you enjoy the most as an artisan, I would say?
Well, it depends. With the documentaries, it's this discovery, this process of discovery.
So research?
Research, and working with the full-time documentarians. You know, while I was directing a couple of movies during the years that it's taken to make Pavarotti. So I come and go and put my stamp on the film and bring a point of view to the project. But I really love the collaboration with the people who've dedicated their lives to making documentaries. There was a time in my life where I would have liked to... I thought very seriously about being a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, interacting and collaborating with these people who are doing this research, doing these explorations, doing the interviews when I can't be there, in the editing room, shaping this story to share with audiences with, you know, a real sense of integrity and accuracy is stimulating. And I think it's influencing my work in scripted narrative mm-hmm. movies and television shows that I do mm-hmm. In ways that's very stimulating. So the combination of the two, like Martin Scorsese's done, Spike Lee, the late Jonathan Demme, you know, others, is, I think, really an exciting creative turn. In my life that I really appreciate.
It's funny that you say this because you make documentaries, you're making an animation film, I think. I'm very curious about the relationship between directors and actors.
Mm-hmm.
And those two, they don't involve directly actors.
Yeah.
How do you relate with them? What do you think about actors?
Oh, well, having been an actor, I believe that when you're doing a scripted narrative, that actors, the choices they make, the performances are the single greatest tool at a director's disposal. The camera is important, the lens choices, the light, all of that matter. Music, you know, they have a huge impact. But nothing is more immediately impactful than a powerful moment, beautifully played by by terrific actors who are well cast. I just finished directing a movie that I'm editing now that stars Glenn Close and Amy Adams, and these two women are just remarkable. What they brought to their characters. I was in awe, watching them, working with them, trying to create an environment where they could really excel.
Okay, thank you. I'm David Martos. This was an interview with Ron Howard for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Pleasure.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.